quadro bene. Vivere non possio, sono in un mar di pene, lungi dal quadro bene, stando, stando manco. Estremo sono, se le mira non pono, mi cuda, illumi ancor. Quadro bene, vivere non possio, sono in un mar di pene, lungi dal quadro bene, sando, sando manca il cor, sando manca il cor, sando manca.
Thank you very much, Will. Will actually emailed me to sort of ask me about what he should sing, and I just said something that really shows off your range and something that shows off your technique. And so he emailed me back with this and said he wanted to go with a classical song because he thinks that that would, you know, address all of those things. So what did you think?
Well, for me, I thought it was an interesting choice to go with, and it definitely showed a different kind of technique than the others. But at the same time, I think it was kind of a trap for him because he chose a song that you really need to be into. When you're singing something like this and people don't understand the language, you need to get the emotion across perfectly for it to really hit a chord. Otherwise, it just sounds like a whole bunch of words in another language. Like, that's how I kind of view songs like this.
Yeah. I think you're totally right. I agree.
Because there was just something, like, he was just singing it. And I mean, his voice was very good, and I totally respect him for the choice to go this route. But at the same time, I think that if he was going to go this way, he needed to put more emotion behind it. Because I think it would have just really impressed.
So what we have is like an opposite to Reed then. Because we think we could work on Reed's technique, but his emotion is there. But with Will, he's got this really good technique and he's got this really good range. But maybe we ought to, we'd need to work on his emotion.
Yeah, because I mean, I did take a note that I kind of felt that the backing track was more emotional than he was. Like, he just needs to listen to what, like, if he had listened to the piano and kind of felt the piano inside of him, like, and moved with the music a little more, like, vocally moved with it, it really could have been something spectacular. But, I mean, it was still very good. I also think that he needs a little bit of a little mixing finesse here would have been nice, like a little bit of reverb to kind of make it sound like he's an opera singer in an opera house would have like really been like a really nice way to round the final clip.
Yeah, that's something that we'd be able to work on as well, this sort of recording technique.
That's so, something easy to work
on. Okay. It's kind of put me in a dilemma, really, because I find that I was kind of expecting him from his first audition. I thought he'd be a little bit more similar to sort of Blue Man and Pharaoh, but I'm kind of thinking he's a little bit similar to Reed now. So, well, yeah, this is going to be quite difficult to decide what to do. So we'll move on to the ladies. First up, we have got Silver Soulbird. Thank you very much, Silver Soulbird. I have to admit, I am a Silver Soulbird fan. I do think she's got a really pretty voice, but she does have these things which I think were addressed by my mum, who was a guest judge on Perform It this week, which was about how she supports her singing sort of with her breathing.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what you think about that.
Yeah, like, I really like Silver's voice. Silver has probably one of, and I will say this, one of the better voices overall on Voice Hollywood, but she's not always using it in the best ways to really make herself like the best singer on Voice Hollywood. Like at times when she gets a little airy at times, and then her lower notes are not, you can't. And I've noticed this before in the past when I've heard her sing, is that when she gets to a certain point, you can no longer hear what she's saying. Mm. You can hear that she's hitting notes, but you can't hear what she's actually saying in those notes.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like she's making a sound of, if it's a, I don't know notes well, whatever's down there, a G. Play, it's a G. I don't know if that's actually a note that's down there. But if she's making a low G and she just, it just sounds like she's going G.
Yeah.
But you Which can't hear. Yeah,
she's making a pretty noise, but you can't really tell what she's saying.
Saying, so and yeah. You kind of lose it in that because it's flowing so nicely, and then that happens, and it kind of goes whoa, and it knocks you out of the song, mm-hmm. and then you have to find a way to get back in again. Mm-hmm. And then when she goes higher, the higher she gets, it's kind of the same effect on the high notes where she's saying these really pretty high notes, but you're kind of losing the word behind this airiness to it. Mm. Like that middle area is the best because she can really do well in there,
mm, yeah,
both with notes and words.
Yeah, I think she's, yeah, I'd say she's definitely got one of the prettiest voices sort of on VH. And I'm not sure that she's definitely got a good sort of higher range, but I'm not sure that her lower range is so good. So it'd be interesting to see what she does with some sort of lower songs, maybe like, mm-hmm. some of those Evanescent songs, like, is it Going Under that starts really low? Like, now I will tell you what I done, what I've done for you, whatever it is.
I'm not.
It'd be really interesting to see what she sounds like on something like Evanescence, actually. So she turns from this sort of, like, sweet, beautiful angel to this
I will also say this. I do think that she will do better on a show like this.
Yeah, where she's getting a bit more like feedback different and song helping choose styles. Yeah, exactly.
Than I personally think she does on Perform It, which requires a lot of emotional connection at times that I just don't think she always can capture fully. I personally think that she is better suited for non-show tune songs. Mm. I think her voice is perfect for songs like this.
Hmm. Well, we've only got one more girl to listen to, so rightly or wrongly, these two are going to kind of be in a little bit of competition, but we'll sort of see what they're doing. So we have got OMG Awkward Turtle singing The Only Exception, I think. So we shall take a listen to her.
As he broke his own heart, as he tried to reassemble it. And my mama swore that she would never let herself forget. And that was the day that I promised I'd never sing of love if it does not exist. But darling, you are the only exception. 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 Maybe that love never lasts, and we've got to find other ways to make it alone or keep a straight face. And I've always lived like this, keeping no comfortable distance. And up until now, I've sworn to myself that I'm content with loneliness, because none of it was ever worth the risk. You are the only exception. You are the only exception. You are the only exception. You only exception. I've got a target for reality, but I can't let go of what's in front of me here. I know you're leaving in the morning when you wake up. Leave me with some kind of proof it's not a dream. Whoa. You are the only exception. You are the only exception. You are the only exception. You are the only exception.
And I'm on my way to believe it. Oh, and I'm on my way to believe it.
Thank you very much, Turtle, our very final contestant of our final seven. I think this is probably one of the best that I've heard Turtle sing. I think it takes a lot in that song. It takes a lot to hit those sort of low notes and then be able to put the power in the second bit. I think I'd like to hear her sort of hitting notes for longer. And again, I think we might be coming back to sort of breathing support. But I'd like her to, because she does put that power in, but I'd like to hear her sort of holding those notes, like the bit that goes after the bridge where it goes whoa. She didn't really hold that for very long, and that's sort of an indication that I don't know how many notes she does hold for a very long time, but it shows that maybe she doesn't hold the notes so much. And I would like to hear her do some more of that. And I don't know, I think she might be quite popular as well, but what do you think?
See, for me, it kind of comes down to, I agree with you with like the breathing support and stuff. I think that Turtle has a fantastic voice that needs some every now and then. Like, there's some moments that's like, wow, that's so beautiful what she's doing. And then it kind of loses the technique behind it and kind of goes askew in a different direction of everything she's done up until that point. In, like, a single song, this isn't, like, an overall general thing, like, from one song to the other. This is, like, within the same song. Like, it'll be so nice, and then, like, she'll hit a note a little odd, and then she kind of has to take, like, a moment to recover from it and get back into where she was before. So I think that, like, if you were to put her on your team, something that you need to work with her is, like, overall consistency in something. To make it, like, kind of the same in the beginning, the middle, and the end all throughout. And just, I think that if she can get that maintaining this, the same sound all throughout, like, her stuff is good, but it could be even great with that.
I do think, I mean, I just think that she does have a good voice, but I think she kind of has the sort of, I don't know, I may have this completely wrong, but to me it seems like she kind of has the underdog appeal. I think that people really like her because she's not, I mean, obviously I mean this in the nicest way possible, I have the utmost respect for her. She's not the best singer on VH. I think she's very, very good, but there's something about her
that just endears you to her immediately when you first hear her singing in a song. And you just,
I think people would really...
She pulls you in. Yeah. She has great pull-in effects.
And for that reason, I think that people would really root for her, and I think people would vote for her. So
I could definitely agree with that,
Okay, so if we talk just briefly, sort of summing people up. So we've got Read To Me, we've got Gus, Blue Man 39, Pharaoh, Will, Silver Solbird, and Turtle. So at the moment, we've kind of got five boys and we've got two girls, and we are going to need to narrow this seven down to a four. And I think we've definitely got some really strong people. Everybody is brilliant. Everybody is really, really good. But everyone has strengths, and not one of these people, like, doesn't have a weakness. They're not completely immune to, you know, if they're not perfect, which I think is good.
Yeah, no one here is perfect or completely like, polished and
So there's some are more, maybe more polished than others. Some more experienced than others. But they've all got strengths and weaknesses, and it's not always to do with their singing, because obviously as the X Factor, we're not just looking for performance, we're not just looking for singing, we're not just looking for emotion, technique, etc. We're also looking for the kind of person that people will vote for, because that's what you see all the time with artists. I mean, the first person that springs to my mind is Amy Winehouse, because she is a very good singer, but she was always in the news with the sort of things that she was doing and the sort of things that she would say and the sort of things that she would get up to. People are always interested in the person themselves as well as their singing. So
yeah,
we want to look for people that people are going to vote for, not only because they're good, but because they like them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're going to need to think about.
Think about as we discuss.
So we will have a quick chat and we will come back with our results. Okay, so we have had a discussion and we have made the decision for who is going to be in the final four and therefore going through to the voting section of the show, and therefore as part of the show, hopefully for the next 12, I think it's 12, no, it's not, it's less than 12 weeks. I forget how many weeks it is, but I'll let you know in the email.
Are you going to have a finale with three people or two
there's
people?
There's going to be a finale with three people. So hopefully they will be all of the people from my group, but
we'll see. That's a ways off.
Yeah, we'll see. But next week, sorry, not next week, it'll be in 2 weeks because I'm not actually around next week. So that means that you guys are going to have like 2 weeks to record your first song for the first round if you get through. We've talked about this in some depth, and I'm not going to say these in any, they're not an order of preference that I'm saying them, but I'm actually, I've done it in a kind of order to,
it's not the order that they sang tonight, but it's not necessarily the order of how they ranked tonight.
Yes, it's not a ranking.
It's an order for suspense purposes. Yes.
Yeah, it is an order, a ranking order for suspense purposes. Yeah, that's good. That's a good way of explaining it. Okay, so. First up, then, we had Silver Soulbird. Silver Soulbird sang an Avril Lavigne song, I believe, Nobody's Home, by Avril Lavigne. She has a pretty voice. That's the thing that both of us said. She does have a very, very pretty voice. We wondered about her sort of power and the amount that she can support her voice. And what else did we say? You said that she was very well-suited to this genre rather than the musical genre. What else was it you said?
Yeah. I forget what I said. No. Let me look back on my notes. Maybe I can...
Any comments that you want to make about her before
the support between her, like the low notes and the high notes.
Yeah, that's it. So we would need to think really carefully about giving her songs that support her sort of low range, or maybe avoid it or stretch it or sort of help her with it. And then also help her with some more powerful, pelty stuff so that she's able to sort of expand as a singer. I don't mean get fat, you know what I mean. We don't want
grow
her to expand
as a singer.
grow as a singer, that's develop. Yeah, those are good words, not expand. Okay, so Silver Soulbird, you are in my top four. Congratulations, you are through to my top four, and you will be singing in the voting show, so congratulations. Woo! Okay, so Pharaoh, we have next. Another very strong contender, but with strong competition, because we have five young men, some younger than others. we do have five young men sort of competing. He definitely has some really strong technique. I don't think that I would have to work with him so much.
You wouldn't have to work with him on that, but you definitely need to help him with the mic problems that he has
technical
from time to time.
Things,
if like that's what you would have to work with him with the most.
Yeah,
part.
Microphone technique, and also I'm not sure—is he sort of a relatively well-known quantity at VH?
His history is that he was on one of the first few seasons. I don't know if he won one of the first seasons. I think it was season two of Sing It, like the original Sing It back in the day. And then he went away for a long, long time. And then he just like poof came back. And really the only stuff that he's done is he's done a couple of like, I think covers of his own. And then he did perform it until he got that gig on
TV
show that he's going to be coming on.
And as a judge of performing, I was very upset about that. Okay, so Pharaoh, you have taken the second spot of my final four. Well done. Yay.
Don't drop out of this one.
Yeah, I will be well guided if you do. Okay. All right, so next we have Blue Man 39. Who, again, has really nice quality to his voice, mm-hmm. but is perhaps lacking technique a bit, would need to...
And really didn't let himself be shown off because he was hiding behind all those other vocals.
Yeah, I think that he has so much potential, and I wonder, sort of like, we could really help him sort of bring that out. I don't know how experienced he actually is, so I don't know how well placed I am, because I don't know how long he's been singing, but he seems kind of inexperienced. I think that he has so much potential, and the more practice he gets in, I think that he will be so much better. He should definitely, you know, regardless of this competition, he should definitely enter the other competitions on VH, and he should definitely keep practicing and, you know, keep going with his singing, because he definitely has a lot of potential. So Blue Man 39, I'm really sorry, but you're not going to be in my final four, but I mean everything that I said. I do really like your voice, and that's a really good starting place. If somebody likes the sound quality of your voice, if someone likes listening to you, then, you know, that's a good start. I mean, a lot of people, you listen to them and their voice is really great on you, or they're just not very pleasant to listen to. They might be able to sing, but their voices aren't very nice. But yours is really nice. So all of the things that you are not so good at the moment, they will come with practice. And I really look forward to hearing more of your stuff in the future. So commiserations, but I do think that you've got a really sort of good future ahead of you, so to speak. Okay. Next up then we're going to talk about is Dr. Gus from Leicester. Dr. Gus. Dr. Gus. That's not actually his full name. I think he has quite a long, full, complicated name. But we say Gus. He says Gus, so that's fine. Very powerful set of lungs he has, doesn't he?
Sorry. I zoned. Sorry.
Oh, that's all right. definitely really very powerful. But maybe
it's just I think though that, like, again, I going back to I don't know if he knows what his voice is. Like, I think he needs to become more familiar with
to find
his voice and find what is best for him, and not kind of and find what's natural for him, and not kind of depend upon what he's heard as his inspiration, but find his own inspiration within himself.
Yeah, that's definitely true. So Gus, I'm afraid it's bad news. I'm sorry. You're not going to be in my final four, but you were up against some really tough competition with the rest of these boys, and well, the whole team, the girls as well. You represent some really, really tough competition, and you're definitely a good singer, definitely a good singer, very powerful singer. And I think that, you know, once you've sort of found your niche, I think that, you know, you'll be even better. So I wish you all the best of luck. And I hope, because this is the first competition on VH that you've done, I do hope that you join the forums if you haven't done so already, and you stick around, because there's plenty of other shows that you could have a go at. And there's normally different themes per week, so it will help you to branch out a little bit. So I would definitely recommend that. So commiserations. Okay, next we've got Turtle. The thing is, she's got this pulling power, hasn't she?
And that's she the really
thing,
does.
Yeah, that's the thing that we keep talking about, that she's just so lovely. So, and she, but she's good as well. I'm not saying she's lovely and she's a rubbish singer, because of course she's not. She does have a really good, she does have a good voice.
She has a good voice. It's not, like you said before, it's not the best voice on VH, but
this is, yeah, this is
something
the X
so endearing that voice that she does have.
Yeah,
and it's still good, but it's just something that pulls you in.
And this, and of course, this is the X Factor. This is about, like we said before, this is about, you know, somebody being a good singer, but also having that power to capture the audience, you know, regardless of singing. You know, this that's what makes this competition different from all the others. So, Turtle, we are going to say you have taken the third spot of our final four. So well done.
Yay.
Whoop, whoop. So well done to you. That's really, really, that's really great. Really happy to have you on the team. It's going to be really strange as well, because I'm on your team and for The Voice, and now you're on my team, The X Factor.
It's a big old alliance, yeah, somehow, in some way.
I think that VH is just full of incest, I think that's what it is. It's just one big incestuous circle.
That's a way of putting it, I guess.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, that's, sorry, it's my weird British mind. Yeah, because we do that thing all, they do that kind of thing all the time over here. No, we don't. That's really bad. I'm taking this joke way too far, and I'm going to move on. Right, so we only have one position left, and there's two people. We've got Will and we've got Reed. And both of these guys have really good voices, but the thing that
they're kind of the polar opposites of one another.
Yeah, it's really difficult. It's a difficult decision, because you think Will is a more polished singer, but Reed, despite being less polished and sort of less good with the technique, he's definitely, especially in this audition, he showed so much emotion, and it was it was just so up there. It was quite intense, actually. It was really, really good. And so the problem that I'm faced with is, do I pick vocal range and technique, or do I pick emotion? That's because both of you can sing, but I just
and you're
wonder...
both, and you're going to have to work with
one of them.
Either one of them, you're going to have to work on what the other one has, instilling it in the other person somehow.
So the person who I'm going to give my final spot to is, it's going to be Will. And so, well done, Will.
Hey, Will.
Yeah, well done. You've taken up my final spot. And Reed, I have to say that not only have you been really helpful sort of like through this competition, just through the emails, and sort of like you've said to me a couple of things that that you've noticed with the other shows. I think it was something to do with something that somebody said or something that I said in an email or something. And you were quite helpful at picking some stuff out, and you've been helpful with getting stuff uploaded through Russ and stuff like that. And you've been absolutely, you know, fabulous and so helpful. So I'm really give you like so much credit and so much gratitude for that. So thank you. But not only that, but I'm so super duper impressed with this song that you submitted. I think you should put it on Hit Singles so that everyone else can listen to it, because it's just so emotional and it's really, really good. I think that Will is kind of the only person that I think I'm going to be working emotion-wise with. I think the other people that I've got, I think still, yes, definitely Pharaoh and Turtle, maybe less so much Silver Soul, but all of them really, I'm going to be working sort of more technique-wise. And I think that Will is going to be somebody that I'm working emotionally. Well, I'm not going to be emotional, you know what I mean. And I think that Reed, you're absolutely amazing. You are really, really good. It's just, I had to make a choice. Do I choose technique or do I choose emotion? And I've chosen to sort of go with the person that's got technique. So I don't feel sort of bad about it or anything. It was really, really difficult, because you guys are quite similar in a lot of ways. And I think that...
And I also think that I want to add to her, because some of the things I came up with it was, Will, we think when we got down to it, could benefit more from this show than you can, because you're further along than Will is. Will could really benefit from this more than we think that you could, because you have other things going on. Will, I think, is just in Lone Star, right? I think he's.
I have no idea. But yeah, Reed,
I'm not sure. I haven't listened to Lone Star in a couple of weeks, so I'm not sure.
But no, Reed, if you've been in like like, so you've been in quite a few shows, and I think that
you've had your time to be able to learn and grow, and
you have grown.
It's time to pass on the gauntlet of learning, and
you're trying
to get Will up to the same level where you're at now.
Yeah, that's the thing, really, because we've got obviously definitely a well established singer on VH, and I think that maybe you've reached your peak. I mean, I could be wrong, but that's just the impression that we're getting from you generally. And so we are sorry, but I do want you to know that I do think you're amazing, and I have appreciated all of the help that you've given. Okay, so that leaves our final four then. It's Silver Soul Bird, Pharaoh, OMG Aquatil, and Will. So we've got a nice rounded team of two girls and two boys. I don't think the other judges are gonna do that, because they're not as awesome and amazing as me. So I would like to thank all of you guys for submitting. So we only had one person drop. So I want to thank everybody for submitting. You are all amazing, otherwise you wouldn't have got this far. And I'd like to give a special thanks to Ambie Lee for helping me choose my final four, and for being around for the last two or so hours.
Welcome. I have to go cook my dinner before I go to work now.
Yes, you do. So thank you so much. Let's just say, go Team Princess Clary. We are going to kick everybody's asses.
Yeah. Cool.
Yes. So, and we will see you guys later. Bye.
Bye.